BBC News with Julie Candler. President Obama has said he has seen evidence of chemical weapons being used in Syria, but it was important to get more specific information about what happened. Mr. Obama said all options, diplomatic and military, were being considered, but added that the tens of thousands of deaths should be reason enough for the international community to act.
It is important for us to make sure that we're able to get more specific information about what exactly is happening there. But we know that tens of thousands of people are being killed with artillery and mortars, and the slaughter that's taking place by itself is sufficient to prompt strong international action. And that's why the Prime Minister and I spoke extensively about the steps that we're taking to strengthen the opposition politically and to put more and more pressure on Assad so that he recognizes that he needs to go.
Mr. Obama was speaking after talks with the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan in the White House. Nigerian forces have begun a military offensive against Islamist rebels in the northeast. The latest reports speak of raids on a vast game reserve in Borno State where the Boko Haram group has established bases. Will Ross is in Lagos.
The Nigerian military spokesman, Brigadier General Chris Olukolade, said every resource available to the armed forces would be used in the operation. This is confirmation that fighter jets and helicopter gunships are likely to be deployed in the fight against the Islamist militant group, popularly known as Boko Haram. On Tuesday, President Goodluck Jonathan declared a state of emergency in three northeastern states and admitted that the insurgents were now holding territory. Meanwhile, for several hours on Thursday, mobile phone networks have not been functioning in many parts of northeast Nigeria.
A new wave of bomb attacks has hit Iraq, targeting Baghdad and the northern city of Kirkuk. At least eight people were killed by a suicide bomber at a Shia mosque in Kirkuk. Earlier, a series of blasts killed at least 12 people in Shia districts in Baghdad. There's been an increase in sectarian violence in recent weeks. The claims administrator overseeing the compensation awarded to businesses damaged by the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010 says he's processed fewer than half of the claims. The oil company had warned that it may be irreparably harmed by the high levels of compensation and it's appealing to have the process reviewed. But the administrator, Patrick Junot, said he was just doing what the court had asked him to do.
The one thing I am content about is that I think that we have gone about this from the administrator standpoint and the Federal District Court have done exactly what we're supposed to be doing.